Welcome to K-Chung Radio. This is your host, George Jensen. It's a Monday night here in Chinatown. We're listening to Side, The Running Water here on the Stream label from Belgium, which is great. This Side record, by the way, is probably one of the coolest things I've ever heard in my career. One of them. Go to Bandcamp and buy it, download it. Anyway, I'm gonna play pretty much everything exclusively from Stream TV label today. Pretty cool Belgian label. See what happens. And you know, that's kind of what happened. And she basically, when I asked that question, I got my answer was, you know, I have a lot of stuff. And I'm play a song off Absent Music. It's Jan van den Broek from Belgium. It's a reissue, but this record is a compilation of his. He had three acts: The Miz, June 11, and Absent Music. And I'm going to play this one track he did that I like. Is Who Is Still Dreaming? It was by his band called. Well, I'll go to Absent Music in a minute, but I'm going to play. I'll just play Absent Music, The Miz, and June 11 right now, and then I'll come back and talk more in a little bit after the songs are short. So we'll start with this is Absent Music, The Monkey House, here on K-Chung Radio. Thanks for listening to me talk about tarot card read. Here we go.
I'm not afraid to to worlds.
Okay, that was absent music. In the background now is more absent music, but I'm going to talk over it because I'm an asshole. I really like this song. It's actually, Chloe would really like this song, I think. It's one of those goofball songs that she likes to play. Maybe she... Okay, back to my tarot card reading. So, after I did, I asked two questions. So I told you guys about the first question. The second question I did was a little more personal. And here it is. I'll tell you. It was called, maybe I'll just let this song go and then I'll get into this because this song's kind of funny. So hold on. Let's listen to this song real quick and then I'll talk about it.
Far different from that. There's something inside me.
Sorry about that. That was Absent Music. That song is called My Lesbian Girlfriends. It's fantastic. Okay, back to the tarot cards. Here we go. So my second question I asked Sarah, my tarot card reader, was, is there someone who has hurt or angered me that I need to forgive? Ooh. So the cards came up, the Fool card, which I get all the time, it seems, came up again, and it was interesting, and, you know, and it's interesting when I ask that question, too, because, you know, when I was asking, is there someone who has hurt or angered me, it's like, well, yeah, I guess. I mean, not angered. I guess, I got hit up with, like, you know, internal frustration, but ultimately, I'm not angry. I was hurt, not angry. And the question wasn't for a specific individual. It was more in a, I feel like it was kind of, well, maybe, given the circumstances, yeah, maybe one individual, but it really was meant for someone else, and then it kind of became this whole weird reading that, like, made sense. So basically it was kind of, because it's kind of a dual-edged sword for me, and the reading ended up coming up, the answer to the question was like, what I need to do is not think, dwell on this person or persons, the reality of it, I guess, and be in, like, you know, like, they didn't do anything wrong, you know, and there's, and my cards were like, you know, there's nothing I should do or feel that they should change as who they are. Like, who they are the most beautiful people I know. And so it was more of a reflection of, like, what's going on with me, you know, and not being the person I am. And they mirrored, they were the mirrors to that, you know. So I would see what I was lacking in myself, which I knew I needed to do for myself. So it was interesting to hear that, you know, and, like, really feel like, all right, I don't really need to, like, have any sort of, like, weirdness with these people. It's just, they are who they are. They're not, in my life, they're not being the person I wanted them to be. Not by any fault of their own. It's just, like, this, I guess you would call it, like, this premonition of, like, how they should, like, act, and, you know, but, like, being a director, you know, like, you need to be like this, and you need to, you know, there's certain ways you should be acting, and they didn't fit into that mold, which is, like, stupid to have a mold in general. So it was kind of like, you know, they need to be in, like, and I don't even need to, like, confront or even talk to them or even deal with it anymore. It was like the reading told me, it was like, it's all about me. It's like, if I do the things I need to be doing, that whole thing that they hurt me for, which they didn't do anything wrong, it was just like they mirrored things that I, you know, I wasn't being who I wanted to be, you know. That is, like, what's going to free me from all of it, you know. Because the second I start doing me and being me and doing all these things, which, you know, you know, these people told me this already, you know. So this is, like, again, this is nothing I already did not know. I just needed someone to hear it from someone else to tell me this. And it will all be good, you know. You'll feel, I'll be at peace with it all, you know. So it was interesting, you know, to, like, really, you know, it's like, and I don't even have to, like, and that was, and the cards even told me, it's like, you don't even need to address them or even, this is not something I need to even discuss with these people. I don't need to even, like, tell them any of this shit, you know. I mean, unless they're listening to the show, which I seriously doubt. All I need to do is just do the things that I already know I need to be doing. And I'll hit this, you know, happiness or whatever. Or this peace of mind, I would call it, not happiness. I think peace of mind kind of is better than happiness, to be honest. But, which might, they might be the same thing. Who knows? Yeah. You think? Yeah. All right. Anyway. So that was like what I got out of my tarot card reading, you know, which was like, and I instantly went into action with that. I even told Sarah, I was like, oh, dude, you're not, like, I'm gonna get on this right now, you know. And I did, you know. And as soon as I did it, I felt so great, you know. I was like, oh, my God. Holy shit, you know. It's working. And, you know, I had a great night. And ended up being a fun time. And I slept like a baby that night, you know. And until the next morning, of course, I woke up, well, sad sex for a minute. And then, you know, but it wasn't like it used to be. And it really, like, I was like, you know, you kind of come to that. And again, I just did a tarot card reading just to hear someone tell me what I already know. And it worked. And I feel a lot better. I mean, I'm obviously feeling comfortable enough to talk about this on the air in a public setting and, like, put it on an archive for others to hear. So I really think this will be my take on the tarot card reading. I really think they're cool, and it's a, you know, it's not something I would like. I don't think it's for everybody, but I think it's for if you're a certain type of person and you're just, you know, you kind of like are looking for some to hear someone say what you need to hear, and like have it, you know, drawn out on some cards, and maybe it could be luck of a draw of what the cards mean, but like for me, I found someone who I have a spiritual connection with, and. And I know that from the previous readings and just from encounters in life and, like, you know, you get vibes from people. And so it worked out. So I highly recommend the tarot cards if you've been trying to, like, you know, figure some shit out with your life or whatever. And, like, you know, you've tried therapy, you've tried meditation, you've tried hanging out with friends, you've tried, you know, going the dark path of debauchery or whatever just to, like, try to forget. Or you've tried to, like, you know, whatever you've tried. Nothing works. I mean, maybe that'll work. You know, maybe after all it's said and done, it just takes something like that to happen. So anyway, I'm going to play some more music from the Stroom TV. Sorry for getting so deep with the show, but, you know, it is what it is. All right, so next up, I'm going to play another record from the Stroom label. This is Sunoco. And I'm Les Ange. Les Bonheurs, Bonheurs by Sunoco. And the song I'm going to play will be called Oi Tori Dai Ko Muku. Alright, so here it is. Sunoco, she lives in Paris, and but now she lives back in Kyoto. And it, but anyway, we wouldn't know. She's cool. Alright, here we go. This is K-Chung Radio. This is George Jensen being very personal with you tonight. Hope you enjoy it. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But the music's good, right? So here we go. Sunoco. And then I'm going to come back at the end of the show and tell you about my psychic encounter I had. Okay. Here we go. right, that was Sunoco. Let's see. I'm gonna I'm gonna play this track from the Workshop for the Restoration of Unfelt Feelings. The Workshop for the Restoration of Unfelt Feelings. How about that? Given the nature of this song and the show or whatever, here we go. And then I'll talk to you in the last minute after this about my psychic encounter. All right. This is by NSRD.
Thank you.
was NSRD, Juris Boyko, and Hargis Lendens. They were the core dudes from NSRD. They were a Latvian avant-garde, postmodern, experimental, and underground music group. And they were real active in the 80s. They were multidisciplinary, and, you know, they were doing it right. All right, so I was at the brunch, and I was telling you how I got, you know, this crazy white zombie dancer, and this handler was there, and like the psychic, she was like psychic, and she saw me, she like freaked, man, she just like wanted to do a reading with me or something right off the bat, she's like, I need to talk to you, and like she kept on getting goosebumps when she was talking to me, and she was just like, you know, she's like, you're a healer. You need to, like, you know. And then she started saying, you know, like, you need to, like, let go of the past. You need to, like, you know, whoever, you know. And I didn't say your shit to her. I didn't know this person from anybody. You're like, all this stuff that you've been going, dwelling, you just need to let it go. You know, you need to work on being yourself. And, like, and she's like, I bet you, like, people gravitate to you and blah, 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 but you just feel lonely all the time, huh? And I'm like, yeah, I kind of do, I guess. She's like, yeah. And you run away a lot. Like, you really feel other people. Like, when you're in a room with somebody, you, like, you feel everyone's vibrations. Like, you're really, she's like, what do you do? She's like, do you work with vibrations? And I was like, well, I do record the ocean and play it in quad and, like, do sound baths with it. So, yes, I do. So it was really strange, and it was really weird to hear her say a lot of the things that I heard from the tarot card reading. But then she got really drunk with her friend and started a ruckus at the Black Cabin. I got the fuck out. But, you know, for the first hour of her being, you know, telling me all this real spirit, these things, I was like, whoa. So the universe got kind of on my ass this weekend. All right. So one more song. Thank you for listening to me rant and rave about this stuff. It's been really a weird personal show. All right. Who should we listen to? Let's listen to another yawn. Zonder Vries. This is a soundtrack. Alan Pierre Jean Zonder Vries did, and the film is Zonder Vries. It's funny because Jan is like such a common Belgian name. It's funny. So anyway, I'm gonna play that to get us out here. I got 2 minutes left, and we got difficult music up next. And I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, me and Lev, we got this band, and difficult music's going to slap us. And she's laughing. I don't think it's going to be that funny when it happens, but okay. Well, anyway, Jean-Zander Vries is here. All right, here we go.